top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. A chairman of Dominica's Electoral Commission, attorney Duncan Stowe, says that there cannot be democracy without elections, and elections cannot be free and fair without coherent and fair electoral rules. A Montserrat's government is in talks with the board of its Social Security Fund and the UK Foreign Commonwealth Development Office to decide on the best way to ensure the sustainability of the SSF. And Dr. Krishna Raman, who is taking part in a major International Day of Yoga event on Monday, organized by Indian Mission to the UN, says yoga is a unique way to de-stress and boost immunity to fight COVID-19. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
We all want to know that our money is safe. Well, not only your money, but your financial future is in safe hands at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, serving the entire North with the friendliest, easy cash facility, payday loans, convenient checking accounts, secure night safe deposit. Members of the MCCU are now enjoying competitive loans, the members' retirement savings plan, membership capital, and the joy of watching your savings grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union. Friendly support, trusted service, helpful staff approvals. Join the MCCU today and enjoy the growing advantage and convenience of the community-friendly Marigot Cooperative Credit Union business. Call 445-7155 or 445-7166 or email mccu@cwdom.dm. Invest well, save regularly, and watch your money grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union.
And welcome back. Chairman of the Dominica's Electoral Commission, attorney Duncan Stowe, says that there cannot be democracy without elections, and elections cannot be free and fair without coherent and fair electoral rules. Stowe says effective electoral administration underpins our democracy, as he spoke at the first public electoral legislation review held with the Dominica Business Forum, Inc., and says the commission is pledged to maintain the highest standard of professionalism in executing their duties.
But we will all agree, though, that the gravamen of all discussions is on free and fair election. Some issues that were raised by Sir Dennis, and of course, they are worth repeating, were also part of a review of the Electoral Commission in Britain, and a report was presented some time ago by the Committee on Standards in Public Life. And they dealt also with the issue of free and fair elections or FOCUS. The report states in part, effective electoral administration underpins our democracy. There cannot be democracy without elections, and elections cannot be free and fair unless electoral rules are fair and coherent, unless they are properly administered, and unless they are actively enforced. Core functions that must be effectively undertaken to achieve this are ensuring that everyone who is entitled to vote is included on the electoral register before an election, and that everyone registered can exercise their vote in secrecy if they wish, The right to register and the right to vote is an equal right for those who are eligible and should be kept as simple as possible and any barriers kept to a minimal whilst ensuring that everyone not entitled to vote is excluded from the register and from voting. Voting fraud should be minimized by avoiding rules that facilitate such fraud and by proactive deterrence and enforcement. As a commission, we pledge to maintain the highest standards of professionalism in executing our duties.
And that was the chairman of Dominica's Electoral Commission, Attorney Duncan Stowe. Meanwhile, Mr. Anthony LeBlanc spoke on behalf of the Dominica Business Forum, Inc. at the Dominica Electoral Reform Conference and says voter registration, verification, identification, and clarification of the term residency are imperatives, as he highlighted some of the critical recommendations which he says would result in proper electoral reform if implemented urgently.
So let's look at voter registration, verification, and identification. The final report of the Commonwealth Observer Mission to Dominica in 2014, page 22, reads, "The list currently complies with legislation, but it is widely discredited. There appears to be credible public appetite for the revision of legislation guiding the compilation of the voters' register and for elections to be more reflective of the wishes of persons resident in the Commonwealth of Dominica. Voter registration verification, voter verification exercise, that house-to-house conduct of re-verification is perhaps the most efficient way of cleaning the lists and reassigning voters to their respective polling station. The commission promised to do that before the last elections. As a matter of fact, they say it will take 6 months to do. 4 to 6 months to do it. It never started. And it's also the most effective way of issuing voter ID. You know where the people are, you verify that they exist, you verify that they're on the list, you can give them an ID. Registration reform, there appears to be the issue of verifying identities of new voters before the last general election. The need for ID cards in the registering process itself has to be part of the reform. Currently, there is no means of cross-checking that a particular person is not registered in another constituency, eliminating multiple registration, which we know exists. The place of ID cards, the time limit on phasing out indelible ink has long gone.
And that was Mr. Anthony LeBlanc of Dominica's Electoral Reform Group. Meantime, Sir Dennis Byron stated that people must have equal voting rights and power at the ballots with no fear of electoral fraud and must also have the freedom of choice to vote for whomever they wish by their own free will.
People must have equal voting rights and power. Equal opportunity must be guaranteed to political parties and candidates. These are the values which make the question of voter identification so important to prevent things like double voting or voter impersonation. These values also underpin concerns about political spending and campaign financing. People must have freedom of expression and association. This implies that state authorities managing elections must have a duty of neutrality. The concept that voters are free to express their wishes on the ballot requires action to combat electoral fraud. This action would include having simple, safe, and efficient voting procedures. Steps must be taken to ensure that there is no violation of the secrecy of the ballot as an important element of the electoral process. And of course, the counting of votes must be transparent as well as safe and efficient. I'm very interested in the modernization of the process.
And that was Sir Dennis Byron. Meantime, member of Dominica's Electoral Commission, Wayne James, contends that Sir Dennis Byron and the government's recommendation for electoral reform must reflect the people's desire for free and fair elections.
Over the past general election, we have had various organizations observe our elections and have submitted recommendations for electoral reform, which was never implemented. So Dennis will submit a report with the people's recommendation, but is the implementation of these recommendations that will give us the much needed reform that we all desire.
Wayne James also quoted Section 51 of the Constitution of Dominica, which highlighted the laws pertaining to electoral laws and representation. He said it would not be prudent to say Dominica got electoral reform unless the recommendations requested by the people have been accepted and implemented in order to ensure free and fair elections in Dominica.
Section 51 of the Constitution of Dominica. It states every proposed bill and every proposed regulation or other instrument having the force of law relating to the registration of electors for the purpose of electing representatives or to the election of representatives and senators shall be referred to the Electoral Commission and to the Chief Elections Officer at such time as shall give them sufficient opportunity to make comment thereon before the bill is introduced in the House or, as the case may be, the regulations or instrument is made. Dominicans at home and abroad. This is why, in spite of all the forums that Sir Dennis will engage himself with, and the report, as I said, the recommendation will be the people's recommendation. It is only the commitment for the implementation of such recommendations that Dominicans will be in a position to say that they have received the electoral reform that we all desire.
And that was executive member of the Dominica Electoral Commission, Wayne James. And also in local news, owner of Cobra Yacht and Services and president of the Portsmouth Association of Yacht Security and Services, or PAYS, Andrew Cobra O'Brien, stands his ground on the Mehul Chosky matter and sheds light on the process by which yachts entered through his company. His statements were made on yesterday's Hot Seat program, where he sought to provide some insight on how his company's name got entangled in the mysterious alleged illegal entry of Mehul Chosky. The million-dollar question still remains unanswered as to how did Mehul Chosky enter into Dominica, and if he did enter illegally, why wasn't the captain and the crew of the boat arrested and charged? There still remains a very tight-lipped aura on the basic questions, as on Friday 25th, Mr. Mehul Chosky is to face the courts for illegal entry, a charge that seems very suspicious to many, especially considering Chosky has been saying that he was kidnapped and brought to Dominica.
And the truth is, because we were the agents, we were directly involved in the activity of the yachts happening regarding we doing the clearances, because one must remember, we do clearances, we do tours, we do taxi services, we do provisioning, we do fueling, we do all these things when we deal with a yacht. You understand? So now if a yacht come to Dominica and we are their agent, chances are most of the services that they may require, they would request from us. And as legal, normal agents, it is our responsibility to provide the services to the clients. Now with that thing turning the way it has turned and what we're hearing about that particular yacht, Calliope of Anne, we as the agent, first and foremost, our first thing is to keep our client's information private. So therefore, we cannot go on social media or on the radio and discuss our client, because whatever become of it or whatever it is now, they were our client, that particular yacht. Well, the reason I can say it is because it has been publicized based on the manifest that some people published out, the manifest documents that we did for the yacht that we have in our files has been out there on social media. It was leaked out by some authorities or whoever, but it's not many people who are privy to that document. You understand? And it can be proven. I mean, I'm a fella, I eat my food cold. And if the time comes where I have to prove that we did not leak it out, I will. And it is as easy as ABC.
Cobra then described the manner in which boats or yachts have entered illegally and would be questioned and possibly face confiscation of the vessel. However, in this particular case, this did not happen because the boats were cleared and left the country the next day.
Unless if there's people on the yacht who is unaware of what is going on and they're innocent. But first and foremost, the first people who are supposed to be responsible and be charged is the captain, then the chief mate, and then the crew. Well, the chief mate is part of the crew, but captain slash owner, if he's also the owner, then the chief mate, and then the crew. But these are the first people who are in line of questioning and who are supposed to give answers to all questions regarding the illegality. Firstly, the boat have to be confiscated by customs and the Coast Guard. They weren't, because we cleared them out and they left the morning.
And that was the owner of Cobra Yacht and Services and president of the Portsmouth Yacht Security Services, Andrew Cobra O'Brien. And DPSU President Steve Joseph is against the dependence of the government on income tax and providing concessions and tax-free deals to foreign investors as opposed to local businesses and persons in the local sector. Joseph highlights those taxes were supposed to plow back into the public sector, creating a sustainable financial chain of growth and unkept area for the sector.
We have to have that conversation on tax justice, because taxes essentially is supposed to plow back into the provision of public services. The quality of services that we're seeing, if we were investing more in those critical sectors, can we say that would be yielding better results? If we are keeping our professionals, paying them better, persons who pay for their own development, go and specialize in certain areas, and when they come back, they cannot be fitted in the area of speciality. They get an opportunity elsewhere, in the Caribbean, in the UK, in the US, and they leave. And it affects the quality, the level of services. So if you want to do a major operation, I understood we just celebrated some heart operation at the new hospital, but we had to bring in a specialist from China. All well and good, but the investment in our own people and the ability to pay them and keep them, I think, is a critical issue.
And that was the DPSU President Steve Joseph. And Dexia boasts Dominica is well positioned to capitalize on the high-end global cocoa market and will deliver high financial return for agricultural workers on the island, as it is now designated as an award-winning cocoa destination. Dominica is producing 100% fine and flavored cocoa and is one of the few countries in the world who have been able to achieve International Cocoa Organization certification. Experts confirm that Dominica is well positioned to capitalize on the high-end global cocoa market, which delivers the highest returns for farmers. Dexia General Manager Paula Plasco explains the cluster program aims to build on the foundation laid by the government's cocoa rehabilitation project and seeks to further drive the expansion and development of this promising sector. Plasco also went on to advise farmers present at the training session to implement the presented cocoa financial model for marketing their cocoa yields and products.
Agriculture has to change. The mindset of farmers, the technicians and financial agents also have to change. Technology has transformed the way we go about our daily lives, and similarly, we should transform the way we go about cocoa farming and farming in general. I implore you to include this financial model in your plan. Allow this model to guide your farm management and use this model to improve your profits. Seeing a wealth of experience gathered around the room, I am confident that this training session will only benefit results. To the trainees, it is a pleasure to have you with us and to have a successful training.
And that was Adexia General Manager Paula Plasco. Meantime, Agriculture Ministry Permanent Secretary Dr. Kyra Paul says the cocoa rehabilitation project is progressing as a coordinator has been employed and plans are being propagated to meet annual targets of 25,000.
I will be able to introduce new participants in the sector, but also to expand what already exists. Appointed a cocoa coordinator, and we have a target of about 25,000 plants on an annual basis, so that we can establish quite a bit of figures. We have seen small growth in the sector, small but promising growth in the sector, and so we are very happy with the partnership that the Excel Free Cocoa Cluster Initiative is partnering with the ministry to ensure that we advance that process. So today I was very happy to learn of this financial modeling initiative that we hope can help with better forecasting and scheduling to improve the sector.
And that was a permanent secretary in the agriculture ministry sector, Dr. Kyra Paul. And the leader of yesterday's truckers protest in Wesley, Vaughan Dodds, says his group's protest action have brought fruitful results to the point where truckers have been engaged by the contractor for the proposed international airport project works that are taking place in Wesley. The issue is that Wesley truckers were initially not engaged to work on this project, which is located in Wesley, and they saw foreign trucks doing the work and getting paid. So the Wesley truckers blocked the road in protest, calling for inclusion in this multi-billion-dollar project occurring in their community. Dodds pointed out that government officials and investors should not create situations which warrant protest action, and he advises these persons to engage Dominicans from the beginning of these multi-million-dollar contracts to ensure Dominicans are major financial beneficiaries of these projects.
Man, I don't understand what's going on. Every time like that, you're being used and abused on legitimate action. Nothing is happening. Nothing, you know? I put this in my truck yesterday and going on with that, all of a sudden, price change? Why? You ready for our truck? No. Those trucks will work the project. Those trucks will carry material. It's simple. Only those trucks will carry material in this area, as other trucks they carry, what this truck got to carry. Simple. I'm okay with the word on mouth. No reason to contract. Because I live in Wesley. Any stranger truck pass, my people call me and say, no, a truck pass is road, and simply it is standing there. So tell the stranger fellas, do not come until we work in. We work in, they work. They are not working. It's simple ABC. I don't care about contracting. I can barely read and write. But I know myself, okay? I will not stand there and let no truck come in my truck park. Not anymore.
And that is the leader of the truckers' protest in Wesley, Vaughan Dodds. And the CBI program is already under international scrutiny, and the decisions made by the courts as it relates to the Chosky matter may determine what moves the international community will make as it relates to Dominica's CBI program. That's according to social activist and radio talk show host Loftus Duran, speaking to Q95 live from the court's grounds earlier yesterday morning. Mr. Duran highlighted the political climate surrounding this matter, with both the Indian and Antiguan Prime Minister is wanting Chosky to be returned to India and the current controversial charges of illegal entries are to be heard on Friday 25th June in Dominica.
He's already under scrutiny and it's just a matter of time, and they're waiting on the move of Dominica now as it relates to that case, the decision that Dominica will take. Sending him back to Antigua, which is the rightful move at this time I'm hearing, Gaston Brown will certainly not be a happy camper, and Mr. Moody himself in India will certainly be at odds with Skerrit and Gaston. So that is why I told you, it's sort of a quagmire position that Dominica has found itself in. And so we continue to watch and wait with bated breath. But Thursday coming, like other Thursdays, there's normally a bill application for Mr. Chosky at the Magistrates Court. That has been rejected so far by the court, in that the court has basically said through the magistrate that Mr. Chosky doesn't have too many ties to Dominica to grant him bail. That in and out of itself speaks for itself, but we will leave that there for now. Friday is the starting of what I am calling a charge of illegal entry against Mr. Chosky into Dominica. The prosecution, I'm being told, is aided by the Central Bureau of Investigation, headed by Ms. Raut, that is R-A-U-T, in India. She's helping the prosecution in Dominica, basically, to try to convince the court of the many allegations of the crimes that Mr. Chosky is alleged to have committed in India, why they should send him, deport him, that is the word being used now, deport him back to India. So we wait again as to the outcome of that case on Friday.
He says this is a trumped up charge, and any magistrate with the right principle would throw out that charge.
I am saying, following that case, that charge is a trumped up charge, and any magistrate in Dominica at this time, in this 20th century, that is worth their salt in terms of their legal capabilities, supposed to, after hearing both sides of that matter, throw that out for want of evidence and whatever it is.
And that was entrepreneur, social activist, and radio host Loftus Durant. And in other news, the government of Montserrat is set to make a decision on the sustainability of its Social Security Fund. In his 2021-2022 budget address, Premier, the Honorable Joseph Farrell, says the government has been in discussion with both the board of the fund and the Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office on the best ways of ensuring the fund's sustainability. He stated that it was no secret that the fund is in dire need of a government's intervention to ensure its long-term survival. According to Premier Farrell, the volcanic crisis has fundamentally altered the population demographic on the island due to the mass exodus of working-age Montserratarians and residents. As he says, this has occurred and caused the inevitable reality of the fund paying out more in benefits than in its generating in income, that is, through contributions and investments. Meantime, the Public Accounts Committee will be making their recommendations to the Social Security Fund, and the chairman, the Honorable Paul Lewis, says the PAC is scheduled to address the matter as early as next month. Also in other news, as the world continues to battle COVID-19, yoga offers a unique way to de-stress and boost immunity, allowing the mind and body to connect in a state of a cellular quiet. That's according to Dr. Krishna Raman, who is taking part in a major International Day of Yoga event on Monday, organized by the Indian Mission to the UN. He spoke on UN's news, Sachin Gaur, and explained his works on integrating Western medicine with yoga and how to practice that method, which will help support the wider social well-being.
There is enough research in science which shows that people who exercise habitually have better immunity. There are enough papers to show this, number one. Number two, there is also evolving research which shows that there is an effect of the mind on the body, which we all know. Your asthma becomes worse when you're stressed up and so on. We know that. And it also affects the immunity. The human body and mind are interconnected. There's an interplay of forces. Now, having established this basic physiological fact, in our daily life, when we exercise, we should not just merely exercise in a physical sense, but we should put our mind into the movement. Only then there comes a certain sense of quietude in the mind and the cells of the body. In that aspect, yoga is very unique because yoga is the only exercise which gives you cellular quietness, which hibernates you. Other systems of exercise do not hibernate you. Yoga is the only system of exercise which brings down the sympathetic tone as you do it and at the end of doing it. And especially pranayama brings down the heart rate, whereas all other systems of exercise increase the heart rate while doing it. But later on, they give you a little slower heart rate as a result of chronic training. But when you do a session of pranayama, immediately you can see the heart rate going down. So, which means when we are exposed to constant stress in our daily life, we face a lot of sympathetic stress. And that is where yoga is a valuable tool for us to combat this.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. Chairman of Dominica's Electoral Commission, Attorney Duncan Stowe, says there cannot be democracy without elections, and elections cannot be free and fair without coherent and fair electoral rules. A Montserrat government is in talks with the board of its Social Security Fund and the UK Foreign Commonwealth Development Office to decide on the best way to ensure the sustainability of the SSF. And Dr. Krishna Raman, who is taking part in a major International Day of Yoga event on Monday, organized by the Indian Mission to the UN, says yoga is a unique way to de-stress and boost immunity to fight COVID-19. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.